This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the second hour here of this live Saturday show. The phones are open if you want to join us. On the way, we can talk about how to bully-proof your kids. Or at least we might be critical of this. I'm not sure what the opinions are.
Do I have ulterior motives?
We'll get into that story. Also, bombs dropping in Yemen. I know Peakless Mountaineer wanted to talk about that. We'll talk about some of the Russian situation as well. But, of course, the phones are open here. And it is Ian with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the captain.
Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Mehdi, who's been waiting patiently, calling us from Canada. Hey, Mehdi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how's it going, Ian?
Hey.
Who else was there?
Captain.
Peakless Mountaineer. Captain, hey. So there was a document. I just wanted to clarify something that I was saying before. So there is a document by, it's the first document, actually, that official, quote-unquote, document that the Federal Reserve System, I guess it's like a communique or something, about their thoughts, and it's a public paper. Mm-hmm. It's the first paper they've given out in public about their thoughts about the central bank digital currency.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You called about this, was it last Saturday?
I think last week.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah, last week sometime. So one of the potential risks, so I said one of the potential risks that they were saying was a bank run. And as you were saying, the traditional bank run is you go to the bank, you take out your money, and then you have cash in your hands.
Right.
So the Federal Reserve, for whatever reason, they in the paper too, they break up money into three forms. One is central bank money,
mm-hmm.
the other is commercial bank money, and the other is non-commercial bank money. So a bank run consists of two things, right? One is draining the commercial bank money, right? If I go to my bank and want to take out all the cash,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to drain the commercial bank money, and then I'm going to gain central bank money, because those are Federal Reserve notes, right? Those are actually central bank notes,
yeah.
Right? And so with this CBDC, with the central bank digital currency, they're afraid that if this does go, if they do launch this, what people are going to do is go to their commercial bank, drain out their commercial bank money, and put all their money into this digital currency, the central bank digital currency.
That is correct. You guys have just put an idea into my head. I'm like, why don't we, like, you remember another radio host, he used to do something called a money bomb. And that was, he like, okay, listeners, we're going to, you know, you're going to donate to this thing. Go over to this website. We're trying to raise, you know, $1,000. The one I'm thinking of, I don't want to mention on air. But it wasn't,
I'm thinking Tom Likas, the only
one.
But,
they weren't the only one doing that kind of a thing. But that kind of a thing was popular. What if we started a cryptocurrency bank run? Right. Instead of everybody go to your bank and take your cash out in USD and paper dollars mm-hmm. to create this bank run, why don't we just do a virtual one? Hey, go to your bank and, like, yeet all your money from your bank account into crypto.
Well, I don't know if I would recommend that somebody put all of their money into cryptocurrency. I think that's not a particularly sound recommendation.
Okay, but as a form of activism, a cryptocurrency bank run. But sounds like a great idea.
I don't see
the purpose of it.
No?
Honestly.
Well, I think we've been advocating that people get out of the fiat money system for a very long time.
For real?
So you're just talking about putting a different name on it, and maybe doing it a little more irresponsibly by having them do all of their money. I don't think that's usually a good plan.
Well,
you can do you, Captain.
I only just thought of it, so like, I'm not necessarily advocating for like all your money, but like,
Captain is not giving financial advice. He's not licensed to give financial
advice. No, I certainly am not. But all I'm saying is that a mass amount of people moving, you know, even tiny bits of dollars simultaneously out of the system could create some real problems.
It
for
might
the
be
system.
One of the reasons why they raided the studio a year ago. I don't know. Just thinking. You know, it might have been. But just to your point, your call, Mehdi, the thing you brought up, this bank run thing, we actually did talk about that after you were off the line last week. We looked at the paper, and yeah, your assessment is correct. Instead of worrying that people are going to go into their local bank and withdraw money in cash, they believe that their CBDC will be so great – but they'll want to take the money out of their local bank and put it into their CBDC account because they think that they can offer a better interest rate.
I have so many questions.
On the CBDC.
Number one question. The CBDCs were created, arguably, by the government and banksters in cooperation with each other, right?
Well, that's the thing. Right.
Actually,
now,
no. No, so that this is one of the weirdest things that's happening right now, is the central bank and the commercial banks are, for once, not on the same side.
They're fighting
over
this.
Which is bizarre,
right,
given that the central bank is owned by the commercial banks. So, but weirdly enough, the government is basically starting to cut the commercial banks out of the scam.
So I just don't trust anything created by the government.
No, and you shouldn't. But this, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right about this, Pikulas. This is a very unusual situation. They haven't come to fisticuffs quite yet about it, but they are definitely having a battle of words over this. The central bank is saying, well, we really think we should have this CBDC, but they're not going so far as to say we're going to. What they're saying is, we really do want the other banks to be on board. So what can we do to get you guys to support this? Because if we do it and you don't agree with it, that's going to be bad because, you know, you're our buddies and we don't want to piss you off. So what can we do? So one of the things,
hate to force you at the point of a gun to accept this.
Yeah, I mean, they've always done their bidding.
But we'd rather not.
You've always done our bidding, little guys, and, you know, we don't want to kill you overnight. So they're going to kill them off long term, and they want to come up with some sort of way to do this that can get the other banks on board. And that's why they were saying that in order to prevent a quote-unquote bank run, this sort of reverse bank run where basically they believe money's going to move from the banking system into the central bank system, which, you know, seems absurd, but then again, they believe that they could make that happen with a nice interest rate. And it wouldn't be hard to beat the existing bank's interest rates. And it's a central bank, so they can just set the interest rate at whatever they want. If they want it to be 5%, if they want it to be 1%, and 1% is probably 10 times what you would get.
1,000,000%. It's the central bank. What are you going to do? Tell them now.
So they said, well, we could just do without interest. And that would make it less likely for people to want to move all of their money into the central bank digital currency. So they haven't figured this out yet.
It would make me so happy if, like, this thing that they created that's supposed to be, you know, like, their answer to cryptocurrency or whatever it is, just totally failed. And
that'd be great.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, sweet. Something the government had a hand in building. Failed again. Who could have known?
Unfortunately, they have the ability to force people to accept it. But, Mehdi, what else did you have to say about it?
And as far as collaboration is concerned, it's MIT seems to be collaborating with Canada, as you said last week,
that's right.
Something with the Canadian. And there's also Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, an MIT collaboration, and a project called Project Hamilton.
That's correct. Yeah, they've come up with some code. They've open sourced it. And they've invited people to, you know, come look at our code. This is our CBDC idea. So that's where they're at right now.
Mm. Yeah, and you can make a wallet. Like they have, I don't know how to run codes and stuff, but I saw it on GitHub.
Yeah.
So they had a code. They had a thing how you can actually like download the stuff and then create a wallet and you can test it one wallet to the other and stuff like that. I mean,
oh wow, I didn't know it had gone that far. That's interesting.
Yeah, so they have all of that there too. I don't know if any of you guys are into coding and stuff, but they have a thing there where you can.
If I were, I wouldn't want to spend time on a government code. But Vin Armani did look, or the artist formerly known as Vin Armani, he now calls himself Cyprian. He did get the code and he did look at it, and he said it's exactly what you think it is. This is the Bitcoin's evil brother.
Mm-hmm. Although, as an activist, a person certainly could go and download whatever it is and look at it and submit a whole bunch of bugs that, well, you know, are wrong or, you know, would otherwise, you know, be detrimental to the product. I guess as a form of activism, somebody could do that.
Yeah, and they did something where they wanted to, test it. And the testing, they said, exceeded expectations, achieving 1.7 million transactions per second.
Yeah,
that's 99% settlement finality under 2 seconds. But right. They said that the experiment found that distributed ledger technology would not achieve its stated objectives, because the project assumes the platform would be administered by a central actor.
Yeah, so it's a central bank digital currency.
Right, yeah, it's a central database. So 1.7 million transactions a second is completely doable. You're just editing a database on a server somewhere, so it's no problem. Although the test did result in a higher throughput than, say, Visa currently has, so it is a lot of transactions. And it is under their total control, and that's the whole idea. They don't need another copy somewhere else. They're going to have it in their house, and that's it. Betty, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We'll keep an eye on the CBDC concept as it, unfortunately.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're going to get into the Yemen situation on the way here. And also, is the Russian bank going to start backing their currency with gold? I am skeptical of this claim, but I know, Peekless, you wanted to talk about it.
I love the news about them going to accept some crypto for their oil, apparently.
They did say they'd be willing to accept Bitcoin for oil or gas, which is very interesting. We talked about that last night.
Just think about that for a moment, listeners. Crypto, Bitcoin specifically, might be able to buy you some oil from Russia, in which the United States government has said we're going to boycott, or whatever their term is for it.
Sanction.
Thank you.
The thing they didn't clarify, and I did look closer at the story we read last night, and they even say later on in the story that it's not clear. They didn't clarify from whom they will accept Bitcoin.
True.
Because the big news was that Russia has said now that they are not going to accept anything but rubles, meaning they're not going to accept dollars and euros from quote-unquote unfriendly countries.
Right.
And unfriendly countries is defined as any country that has engaged in sanctioning Russia at this point. So the European Union, the United States, apparently Japan and South Korea were on that list as well.
I welcome these developments in currency because there's already solutions, right? Mm-hmm. There's already ways to transduce, you know, rubles into some cryptocurrency back into something else, right? So these methods exist. They haven't scaled yet, but they do exist.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of amazing that they haven't cut off Europe from their oil in the first place, because Europe imports the majority of its
40%
oil.
At least, yeah.
No, the majority. It's like 57% if you go throughout Europe.
I saw 40 to 50 the other day, but whatever, yeah.
And by far the largest, from Russia is like 40-some-odd percent.
Yeah, okay.
But total imports is like 57%. And yeah, by far the largest chunk of that is from Russia. Like, as I see it, what Russia's doing right now is they're like, well, we don't want to upset our neighbors any more than we have to, so we're not going to cut off the oil that you depend on to survive. We could, but we're going to be nice about it. However, you are sanctioning us. And if you're going to sanction us, then we're going to say, okay, you want to depend on our oil? Then prop up our currency that we were going to prop up with our foreign exchange that you told us we're not allowed to get anymore. So the 600 and I forget is like 650, 670, whatever it is, billion dollars that suddenly they're not allowed to access of their own money.
Right. Because it's blocked in the banks.
Right. That they were going to use to prop up the ruble. Okay, you don't want to let us prop up our money? Okay, you do it.
Weren't they also going to use some of it to make like a debt payment as well, like a national? They owe money to the IMF
government
or something like that.
Come on, man. Yeah. Let's be real.
And then they had to dig into their rubles, basically, in order to do it. It was inconvenient.
It wouldn't surprise me.
So, yeah, the European Union, the United States, are basically screwing the Russian people, because it's always the people that suffer the most under sanctions. But as you say, they are still willing to sell them oil. They're just demanding, okay, well, now you have to pay in rubles. And they're complaining, the European Union chancellors and all those people are complaining, oh, you violated our contract. The contract says you have to pay in dollars or euros, and now you've changed the terms. Well, you guys are sanctioning them, so you're lucky they're going to do anything for you.
Yeah, that contract was made when you weren't sanctioning us.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it is debatable whether sanctions count as an act of war. Either
they
way,
sure
they're certainly
like
a very aggressive act. Like, you are stopping peaceful people from voluntarily trading with each other.
Right.
That's what you're doing.
Well, the Russian government isn't peaceful.
Well, granted,
neither is the European Union.
In theory, you're targeting these non-peaceful actors, but as we just pointed out, it's not Putin doesn't suffer from this. Russian people suffer from this.
Yeah, sanctions are in my mind, indirect violence.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because they take away the ability of choice.
Right. They take options away from the marketplace.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so in that respect, It shouldn't exist. No small group of people or one individual against another individual should have enough power to determine how masses of people interact with each other and exchange with each other. It just shouldn't happen.
You had something also, Pekos, it's related to this. There's some sort of story about the Russian government saying they're going to buy more gold, and there's someone has extrapolated that, maybe it's you, to say that that means that the Russian ruble is going to be gold.
That is my interpretation of this event. So, I mean, hold on, let me bring that up for you here.
While you're doing that, nothing would make me happier than to see more currencies backed by something, especially state-based currencies.
You mean one currency? As far as I know, there's no state-based currency backed by anything.
Yeah, so
anywhere
for it
planet.
To be backed by something would be an improvement.
So technically, there are no state-based currencies that are backed by anything.
Mm-hmm.
But really, and if you talk to any economist, they'll point out, like, okay, so there was Bretton Woods, and then there was Bretton Woods II. So, like, as soon as America stopped being backed by gold...
Well, 1971.
Right. Well, we had to not have the entire world economy collapse somehow, so there was a series of deals made so that Saudi Arabia, who was the number one oil producer in the world at the time, and the rest of the oil-producing and exporting countries, OPEC, made a deal that they will only deal oil for dollars. So that way, okay, hey, I know we said we'd give you gold, but here's this. If you want oil, because, you know, 40% of the world's oil, confirmed oil reserves at the time, if you want that oil, you have to have dollars anyway. So instead of having to take your money, turn it into our money, and then buy oil, okay, you already have a bunch of our money that you thought you'd be able to exchange for gold. Okay, well, here's the next best thing. So technically, it wasn't oil-backed, partly because you'd have to say, okay, well, $1 is worth X amount of oil, and that's kind of impossible.
Right.
But it was basically oil-backed, and has been for a very long time, until now.
Well, so I don't think of it as oil-backed. I get where you're coming from, and I get why people would see it that way. I see currency backed by military force. Right, state-based currencies, every one of them backed by military force. The full faith and force of the United States government is what backs the United States dollar.
Well, yeah, I mean, whenever I think about backing a currency, I think that the little guy can take that thing, that piece of paper, into an office and say, give me my backing. And you used to be able to do that.
Yeah, in this case, that's oil.
But you don't get that. You don't get the average person cannot go into the Saudi Arabian.
That's been true for a really, really long time. Actual people haven't been able to exchange dollars for gold.
That's
very
what I'm talking about.
Time.
That's what I'm saying. That's what people think about when they hear backed by.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That meant you could exchange the thing for the thing that it is backed by. And I don't think that's what you're going to be telling us about here with Russian's ruble. But we'll get into it. I do want to hear about it on the way at 603-283-6160. It would be amazing if that were actually the case.
Well, and as far as it being violence-backed, that and being oil-backed are basically the same thing. If you try and sell oil for not dollars, you'll have the U.S. military knocking on your door.
Indeed. Well, that's now exactly what China and apparently Saudi Arabia have been talking about. There's more coming up here.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden reassuring allies that America is committed to NATO. He did so as part of his trip to Europe, telling Poland's president that the U.S. treated its duty to defend NATO allies as a sacred obligation. President Biden delivered a speech from Poland on the need for the world to remain united in confronting Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. Prior to the speech, the president met Ukrainian refugees in Warsaw. North Korea still has the attention of the United States, which has called for tougher sanctions after Pyongyang test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. Kim Jong-un vowed to expand his country's, quote, nuclear war deterrent while preparing for what it called a long-standing confrontation with the United States. At a UN Security Council meeting Friday, Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. would propose a resolution to update and strengthen sanctions. No further details were disclosed. This is USA Radio News. A teenager who died on an amusement ride in Florida late Thursday is being remembered. 14-year-old Tyree Sampson fell to his death on the Orlando Freefall at Icon Park. John Mina is the Orange County Sheriff.
Tyree was here with a friend's family from the state of Missouri. So, you know, again, we can't imagine what they're going through.
The ride had only been in operation for a few months, passing inspection in December. The Florida Agriculture and Consumer Services Department is investigating. The Assembly of First Nations in Canada is expecting nothing less than a public apology from the Vatican. This after last year's discovery in British Columbia of about 200 unmarked and previously undocumented graves of children at what was Canada's largest Indigenous residential school. A meeting between the First Nations and Vatican is set for next week. More than 150,000 Indigenous children were forced to attend government-funded Christian schools through the 1970s. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us on this live Saturday episode. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian. Big listener on air. Some guy with a beard. Also saying thank you to Ellen Blanchard, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. It's a Patreon. You can join over at amps.freetalklive.com. Ellen is a gold level supporter, which means she's doing at least $10 a month. So thank you, Ellen, for support. We ask only for $5 a month, so if you want to sign up and get some cool benefits and get some perks over at amps.freetalklive.com, you can join Ellen and several dozen other people. Thank you to everyone who's backing us up. AMPS, by the way, stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help us get the ideas of Liberty on more great radio stations around the country. We're on over 190 radio stations throughout the week at various different times, and that could be 250 or 300. That is possible, but it does take time. It does take effort, and we appreciate your help with that. So thanks, Ellen. And once again, it's amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. Gary calling us from Kentucky. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's on your mind?
What's up, Gary?
Hi. I caught the beginning of your show tonight, and I haven't been listening to the whole thing since then, so I don't know if you've talked about this yet, but the Jeremy Kaufman ad, which is hilarious, by the way, and very on point and very biting. I actually watched the video after you played it, and I really feel like that has to be the same person who did the Vermin Supreme and Spike the One ads for the 2020 election.
Okay. I'm not familiar
with
that.
I don't know. I mean, if you've seen those, well, I think, and I could be wrong, but I think it's banned Smot of the System Is Down podcast.
It wouldn't surprise me. I've seen some of his work, and it is really, really good. I mean, he's a very talented editor. I met him for the first time, actually, at the Liberty Forum event that happened a few weeks ago in New Hampshire. The Free State Project, I guess, had hired him to come in and do video recording of all of their discussions and speeches, and right. They're releasing those videos on a once-a-week basis. It's going to take some number of weeks to do that, probably like 15 weeks or something like that. So, yeah, I did get to meet Dan, a really talented dude, had some nice equipment, and he seems to know what he's doing. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if that's who was doing that.
It did definitely make me think of Vermin Supreme. I'm like, yes, you have brought forward the very best part of Vermin Supreme. I'm so glad we're running you for Senate.
Yep.
Yeah, I think, and I've only listened to his podcast a handful of times, but I think I've heard him talk about that, and I also...
Oh, Dan's podcast, okay.
Reached, yeah,
which is called The System Is Down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think he said that they had reached out to the Jorgensen campaign and asked if they, you know, wanted them to do any ads or anything for him, but they weren't interested. If I'm getting the story right, I think that's what.
Yeah, they had much less of a sense of humor in that campaign.
Right.
Yeah, I think there was another example of how this Dan guy really just outshined the Libertarian Party itself at a national level. I remember last year they had raised something like $30,000 to do some sort of a media campaign. I forget what the issue was that they were advertising. It might have been COVID-related or something like that. But they spent all this time raising the money and all this time, and whoever it was they hired took forever. And I don't even know if they ended up coming out with something. If they did, it was just real shabby. And Dan, like, took the same issue and made a two-minute ad or a one-minute ad, and no one ever paid him for it or anything. Like, he didn't ask for any money, and it just blew whatever it was they paid $30,000 for out of the water.
Yeah. That's how art works, man.
Anyway, Gary, you were getting at something there. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that I would love it if whoever is the eventual 2024 Libertarian candidate, could especially if it were Dave Smith, if he could have this person, Dan Smoss, or whoever this is, make some ads for him. I think that'd be great.
Totally agree.
Yeah, one thing I didn't get to ask Dan, because he was busy, right? Like, when you're recording an event like that, you barely have time to breathe. Mm-hmm. You're always tweaking the setup and making sure nothing breaks. But I would like to talk to the guy and ask him if he's planning to move to New Hampshire, because we need talent like that here, obviously. Yes. He's still willing to help from not living here. I don't know where it is he's based out of. And that's a nice thing about being a talented media person, is you can kind of be based out anywhere. And I'm glad to see that Jeremy is availing himself, presuming it is Dan, of this, whoever it is, of whoever this talented editor is, because that's the kind of thing that you need. Now, whether or not it's going to actually end up getting Jeremy any kind of attention from the mainstream media, I don't know. I mean, that, of course, is the...
We shall see.
That is the challenge for a Libertarian campaign, is to actually make any kind of impact into the average voters and...
Well, I mean, something like that, though, it doesn't really matter if the mainstream media ignores it. Because,
if it goes viral.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Like,
it doesn't matter if the corporate press ignores it. I mean,
bingo.
As long as the the new media picks it up.
Exactly.
And this is being shared quite a bit. It just came out this afternoon, the video that we played at the very beginning of the show. If you missed it, I did post a link to it on our social media, so you can go to social.freetalklive.com and you can find it there. The video has been blowing up. I mean, in the first maybe 6 hours of it being online, it's over 10,000 views on Twitter, the Twitter version of it.
Nice.
And there's also a YouTube version that's up to some number of hundreds at this point. So the one that's really being passed around seems like the Twitter version. And I only scolded Jeremy online because there's not an Odyssey version. I'm like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Where's the Odyssey link? I want to share the Odyssey
you
one.
You fig. Really?
I just watched it on Odyssey. I don't know who the poster was, but
I'm sure it took,
I saw it on Odyssey.
It took some, you know, freedom-minded person seconds to go, why isn't this on Odyssey? Yeah. And then it showed up.
All right, good. Good to know. Anything else, Gary, you want to share tonight?
That's it.
So is Jeremy's campaign going to encourage you to move to New Hampshire and help him?
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of in the other end of the country. I'm in Arizona. Well, I'm actually working in Kentucky.
Hey, I moved from Colorado. It's working.
I don't know. I've been... I have visited New Hampshire. I met Ian. I was working down in Hartford, like, oh, probably a decade ago now. And it was a great place.
I have a quick question for you since you're in Kentucky. It's unrelated to anything we've talked about so far. Do they have KFC? And if so, are they just called fried chicken?
Yes, but, you know, when I went to the airport, they had a – it was actually called Kentucky Fried Chicken at the Louisville airport.
Mm.
But I went up and I said – I looked at the menu. They had, like, nuggets and tenders. And I said, do you have any – just any chicken? Oh, no. Sorry, we just have nuggets. And it didn't say KFC. It literally was Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, that's a rarity.
Chicken.
Gary, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. Steven is in North Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Steven.
Hey, I want to do two things. Just talk to you all about two things if I can. One, Sarah in New Mexico seems very negative about the place that she lives. So, Sarah, if you're listening to this, there's a bunch of communist communes in the New York and Virginia area. I will happily pay for you to move there. I'll buy your bus ticket or your U-Haul rental if you get accepted there. You seem very unhappy. You seem very bitter. And I don't think that's healthy for you. So I will help you be happy.
Now, well, hold on. Where did you say these communes were? In Virginia?
There's a bunch in Northwest Virginia.
Huh.
Wait, Northwest Virginia or Northwest Virginia?
The northwest part of the state of Virginia.
Well, now, normally, Sarah doesn't listen to Free Talk Live.
No, that's true, ever.
Because she just considers it her mission to call talk shows, so we're just on her list of shows. I don't know who else she gets through, because, like, you know, normally if you're a chronic caller...
Spread the word of communism, because apparently no one's ever heard of it.
Yeah, normally if you're a chronic caller like Sarah, you probably don't get on a lot of the local talk shows, because they're probably sick of her. Anybody can get on Free Talk Live. It's not hard to get on the show. It just so happens, Stephen, that she is on hold right now. So
can we do it?
I want to have you hang on, and we're going to bring Sarah the line with you, and you can make that offer directly to her. That's a really generous offer, because Sarah has said that it's too expensive, you know, for her to move to somewhere like North Korea or Canada, where she may fit in better. But now he's saying he'll pick up the tab. So I want to hear what she has to say. Come.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And sometimes, it's rare, but we can actually help make dreams come true.
Something I like to do when something goes right in your life is, it's sort of a version of manifesting, right? Mm-hmm. You just go, what else can go right?
Mm.
And inevitably something does.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. So I just say that in response to this opportunity presenting itself. What else can go right?
Indeed, and you could be that right thing if you want to call in and join the show at 603-283-6160. Maybe you have a comment on something we've already discussed, or you want to bring up something completely different, feel free. 603-283-6160. It's Ian Peekles Mountaineer and Captain Kickass in the studio. We're going to bring Stephen back on the line here. And Stephen, you're calling from Northwest Georgia. You've heard Sarah's calls night after night. She's probably the most reliable caller in radio. She calls every night like a clock without fail. We don't generally agree with her. She's a self-described communist. And we've suggested to her over the last several months when she's been really hitting the communism topic pretty hard that there are better places. I mean, New Mexico is a pretty statist place, no doubt about it. It's one of the most statist of all of the United States. But
maybe not the most communist.
No. But maybe she'd feel better in a place like North Korea or, you know, maybe even Canada where they've got free health, you know, so-called free health care, universal health care. And she's turned down the offers. But, Stephen, you've made a very generous offer tonight to Sarah, and I want to bring her on the line because she happened to call in. And Sarah, I know you were calling for a different reason, and we can get to your normal reason for calling here in just a moment, but you were on hold for Stephen's entire call. Just to recap, Stephen, can you just, for listeners just tuning in, can you make your offer to Sarah again?
So Sarah, I'm very concerned for you. You always seem unhappy, negative, just distraught with your location. So out of goodwill, I disagree with 99% of what you believe politically, but for goodwill, what I'm willing to do is pay for you to move to one of these communist communes. I know that there's a few of them in the northwest part of the state of Virginia, and there's a few of them in New York. There is an application process. I'm not familiar with what that is, But if you get accepted, I will pay for your travel expenses.
Now, I should have asked, Sarah, are you with us? Because your line was on hold, but I presumed that you were there.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. What are your thoughts, Sarah, on that generous offer from Stephen?
Well, you know what? I appreciate, you know, him listening to me and thinking about what I said and also the offering the offer. But, you know, this is a very New Mexico, even though I see a lot of wrong things about it, but there's a lot of things I like about New Mexico. The thing is that it's a very democratic state, so there's a lot of socialism here.
Well, not compared to New York. I mean, New York is a way more democratic state.
And socialist.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both blue states, but nothing compares to actually being on a commune. I mean, as far as somebody who self-describes as a communist, you would actually get to live your philosophy instead of just calling in to talk radio about it and hoping that some politician is going to take up this mantle, which none of them are doing, at least not openly. You know, you don't live in communism full on, and that's what Stephen is saying here. He knows of existing communes, and he's willing to actually pay to have you sent there. However, you do have to apply, and this is where my concern comes in, Sarah and Stephen. I just don't know if Sarah would be accepted to a commune because she doesn't like to work.
I'm sure that as long as I'll get my checks there, but first of all, I do like the climate here in New Mexico, even though the allergy is the worst. I mean, we have like...
But Sarah, before you go on about why you love New Mexico, let's talk about living in a commune. When you're in a commune, I've never lived in one, but my understanding is you're generally expected to contribute something.
Well, we should probably ask, has Sarah ever been to a commune?
Good question.
I mean, that's not necessary for me. I mean,
you haven't. Okay. You've never been to a commune. You've never visited one, or
I've never thought it existed. No.
No.
Huh?
I know you say you've got bipolar, and that's your reason for not working. Do you think that a bipolar diagnosis or whatever, being bipolar, does that mean you can't go and tend a garden?
Do stuff like that, but I help Richard with the network marketing. I hand out business cards, so I do a lot of volunteer.
But that's capitalism work there. Like, that's capitalism.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know what? I happen to live in a mixed economy, so I don't have to, though.
That's optional.
So you don't want to go to the commune, is what you're saying?
No, because I like to live in a real life. You know, like a lot of things to do here in Albuquerque.
I gotta say, I question
you doing those communes.
I question your seriousness about being a communist.
Me too.
Who's doing the dishes, by the way? I hear some clanging going on in the background. Is that you, Stephen?
I will go to a quieter place. I'm at work.
Oh, do you actually work in a kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Very good. I appreciate you calling in from work. Did you have any comments for Sarah listening to this conversation and her basically rejecting your generous offer?
I mean, here's the deal, Sarah. You've got to be serious about what you say, right? I believe in the Bible. This is where you are boomy. But the Bible's very clear about, like, your yeas be yeas and your nays be nays. So if you keep saying that you're unhappy and you want something better, make it happen. Or else just stop talking about it.
Right? Good advice.
So you should stop listening to the show if you're tired of listening to me. You know.
Well, you're only on the show for like five minutes out of 180, so it's not a big deal.
Well, and
I'm just really concerned for people like you.
Yeah, I mean, if communism is so great, then like, what could possibly be worth not living in communism?
Well, it's important. I live in a communist state. You know, the Democratic Party.
You already said, Sarah, you are selling network marketing. That would not exist in a communist state. Stephen, thanks for the call. Thanks for the generous offer there to Sarah. I'm really glad that.
There is one thing I would like to talk to you all about.
All right, I'll put Sarah back on hold here. Stand by, Sarah.
Okay.
Because she did call in for a reason, so I'll let her get to that coming up here. Go ahead, Stephen.
Yeah, so I want to just talk history for a second. Naval blockades were used, you know, for a couple hundred years, potentially a couple thousand years. And essentially what would happen with naval blockades is ships would surround a country,
mm-hmm.
their border, their coastline,
yep.
and they would say anybody that crosses this dies. And that would cut off trade for that particular country. And that was 100% an act of war. Now,
didn't the United States do that for oil when it came to Japan? And that's one of the reasons why Japan struck against Pearl Harbor?
That's a question that I don't have the answer to. I know that we stopped trading oil to them. I don't think we kept them from getting oil.
Mm.
But a naval blockade is, hey, our Navy's going to keep you from getting the supplies you need.
Mm-hmm.
And a fun fact, historically, there's always been a system to make sure that the rulers of the country got what they needed. So when we surrounded Italy during World War II, or not us, but when Britain surrounded Italy in World War II, they allowed the French to send them wine. They allowed the French to send them champagne because, well, the only people they can afford champagne back in that point in time were the leaders of Italy. And the leaders of Italy, even though they're the ones causing the nonsense, they still need their high-end goods. So the reason I bring this up is if you're creating an embargo, if you're saying, hey, we're not trading with you anymore, we're not going to allow your people to have the necessary things for life, and we're just going to let them die, that's 100% an act of war.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what we're doing with the Russian people is 100% an act of war.
I agree. Thank you for the call tonight, Stephen. I appreciate hearing from you.
Good thought. Well laid out.
Sarah's back. Sarah, what were you calling about tonight prior to Stephen's offer?
Yes. What I want to talk about, did you know that, well, the pandemic is almost over, so it turns out that more of the men went back to work, but the women, there was a lot of women did not go back to work.
Those lazy bitches.
No, but, I mean, is that because they had... Have their men go out and go get work and they're lazy being at home? Or
record,
did they get more boyfriends? Or what happened?
Sarah, record numbers of people stopped working at all. It's called the Great Resignation. And that's why the job market is so hot right now. Like, if you're looking for a job and you can't get one, something is wrong with you. Like, you have a horrible personality or, you know, there's something in your history or...
Someone put your bed in the wall.
Something, yeah. Something is wrong with you that you can't get hired.
So, Sarah, I mean, you should know a thing or two about being a woman who doesn't work. I don't know why this confuses
you. How come the men, most of the men did go back to work? Like, women, there's only, like...
Yeah, why didn't they unite against the oppressors?
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. The number, if you want to join us here. Hour number three is on the way. The Russian ruble being backed by gold?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.